You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, and we're going to head back to the phones in just a couple of seconds. Within the next 45 minutes, Robert Semro with his list this week about pet cancer. And, of course, pet cancer affects about 50 to 65% of animals, wow. A lot of animals. He has himself, well, he hasn't been a victim, but he had animals that have, two that have died of cancer. And if they were diagnosed at an early age or early stage, they may have been saved. So he's going to try to help you with some tips on diagnosing early or signs that you need to go to your vet. And that's just right around the corner. Joey Villani, what are you working on?
Well, it's the time of year everyone takes their pets out swimming. And we're going to talk about, you know, what the certain types of water, being ocean, pool, and lake water, what they can do to your pet's coat.
Oh, I have so many questions about that too. Because I hear about lakes and all of that. I hear lakes are horrible. So we're going to get the actual information, the down low on lake water for your animals with Joey Villani in just a few minutes. The dog father. Lori Brooks in the newsroom. What do you got coming up?
Well, coming up, there is a new idea that's coming to fruition. It'll be on the market next year, I believe. But I saw this on Kickstarter. It's a new way to brush your cat that will give you a bigger, better bonding experience.
Oh, I cannot wait for that. That's on the way right here on Animal Radio, but let's go to the phones for your calls. First, hey, Barry, how are you?
I'm great. I've got a wonderful question for you.
Okay.
It's going to save my life.
Okay.
How can I get dog to stop barking when people come to our front door?
Okay, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, because when you say, how do I get my dog to stop barking? It's like, barking is, there's joy in barking. Dogs enjoy it. It's the way they communicate. They do so much with it. There's the alert barking, territorial barking. There's, hey, mom, I'm happy to see you. So there's a lot of reasons for barking. If it's specifically to the context of when people are coming to the door, there are ways we can try to diminish that. Now, what kind of dog do you have, I should ask?
He's a 5 going on 6 month old Scotty, and he's got a mind of his own.
Oh, they do. Scottish Terriers are stubborn to all end. They really are. They're fabulous dogs. But so some of the things that we would look at is really to kind of train him to not think that someone coming to the door is a big deal. So what I like to do is, one, I like to teach a replacement behavior so that when someone does come to the door, he has an alternate behavior that we're going to do. And that may be something as simple as teaching him to go to a pillow and rewarding him at that pillow. So that's something that we want to practice when there's not a stimulation, there's not someone at the door. So part of your training is really to give him a command to, if he knows his sit or his down, that'd be great, because you can teach that to a pillow and reward it throughout the day. And he has to hold that. That's the other thing. So down, stay, and then like a wait or a stay. And then you release him at the end of that. So that's an important thing, have that skill down and work on that. Now, one important thing I do like is sometimes when you go to give a treat and you walk over and put it by the pillow where he's been sitting, a dog will get up. So they do make little remote treat dispensers. Judy, I don't know if you remember the name of these. I'm pulling a senior moment here. But they're basically activated, and you have a little clicker. And when the dog does the behavior you want, you click, and it dispenses the treat right next to them in a dispenser. So that's a really great way to reward from a distance. And that can help you go a long way. So then the other thing you need to do is then really work on the things that are triggering the excitement when someone's at the door. So there may be a knock. Or you may have the doorbell. Ding-dong. So those are sounds that attract a dog's attention, and they're going to bark just because, oh, what is that? So the ways that we're going to work around that is to try to get a visitor to come without involving any of those noises. And that means you have to plan for this ahead of time. Have friends, family members, and you're going to ask them to, hey, when you get close to the house, give me a call on the cell phone. Sometimes not the house phone, because then they'll pick up on that. And then just say, let me know when you're coming, and I'm going to open the door before you come in. I'm going to have my dog on a leash, and we're going to practice our sit down, and we're going to reward as soon as that person comes in. And that becomes the positive thing. So we're rewarding for someone entering, and there's no sound associated with that. Then we'll work up to where maybe we'll just have the person come to the door without any doorbells or knocking, and you open it. after they've arrived. And then as long as we're not overly reactive, we're not barking, we're not getting worked up, then we reward that behavior. So if we go along this pathway and, you know, we're getting a lot of barking, we want to have calm, quiet visitations. So I can tell you, at my house, this happened last night. My brother-in-law came over for dinner, and my dogs love him. So they see him through the door, they're barking. Wah, 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 wah. So I go to grab the doorknob, and the barking goes crazier. So what did I do? I stepped away from the door, looked at the dogs, made them get into a down stay, and waited to open the door until they were quiet. So if they're carrying on, we don't want to reward them with seeing that visitor. And so that's where if you start to get kind of the pushback and then you get the barking, okay, we need to stop this exercise and go back a level to where we're not having that kind of barking with the, yeah, with the visitor arriving.
We can do it quicker and get him to sit down, but he continues to bark. So it doesn't matter whether he gets to the door or not. He just wants to know what's there and what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, you're going to get some of that with terriers. I mean, they are such vocal beings. But really, if you can teach him restraint and that he can actually learn to settle, that's a very big step. You may still have barking, but we want to try to make sure he's not in an overly anxious state. And that's what we don't want, because that's when you're going to get more barking and more vocalization. So terriers are never going to be quiet. So we can't make it go away completely.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Barry. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team right now. Dr. Debbie and Joey Volani ready to answer your questions. Let it be known that Animal Radio is underwritten by Pets Welcome Here, the hour-long TV special that sniffs out the best places to stay, play, and dine with your pets. Visit PetsWelcomeHere.tv and check the schedule for the TV station in your area. Pets Welcome Here. Exciting adventures you can share with your pet. Thanks, guys, for underwriting Animal Radio.